place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And we want to take this moment to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. Kicking off the show, we've got Blind Joe, the totally blind singer-songwriter that was featured on NBC's hit show, The Voice. He was part of Team Blake. For the entire episode of Building the Bakken today, we're going to be using music performed by Blind Joe. It's Christmas music by Blind Joe. And if you'd like to purchase Blind Joe's An Acoustic Country Christmas, visit his website at blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com. Let's turn up Blind Joe just a little bit.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right, a little acoustic country music by Blind Joe. Folks, welcome to Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic show we have in store for you. We're going to be talking with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group. Gives an update on the environmental permits and how many jobs are going to be coming to Belfield, North Dakota with the new Davis Refinery. Plus, Evan Whiteford talks about technology within pipelines. World-renowned economist Dr. Lauren Scott gives us an update on what the energy industry is going to look like under President Donald Trump. Plus, Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken. And don't forget, all show long, Christmas music by Blind Joe.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Her daddy looked a lot like him. That's not the way I had him pictured. But Santa was much too thin.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
Hi, this is Bill Prentice, Meridian Energy Group.
Meridian Energy Group, of course, many people might know that as the outfit that's behind the Davis Refinery. Let's get an update on what's happening with the Davis Refinery in Belfield.
I'd be glad to. Right now, the refinery is in the detailed engineering phase, and we've also recently applied for the air quality permit for the refinery from the North Dakota Department of Health. That permitting schedule is what drives the refinery schedule, since the air quality group wants to take a thorough look at it. So we're expecting that that permit will be awarded sometime towards the second quarter of 2017, which is when we'll move to the field. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and complete our procurement and some of the fabrication of the equipment and get it ready to move to the site.
I would imagine there's quite a bit of technology involved these days. You know, with anything new under construction is going to have state-of-the-art technology. Is that at all involved here with some of this in EPA permitting and that sort of thing? Talk to me a little bit about the collaboration between the technology and the environmental aspects.
Yeah, that's one of the most exciting parts of the project. It's not an EPA process to get our air quality permits. That's administered by the state itself, but the emissions limits are as determined by EPA regulations. The technology that's involved in building a refinery has advanced a lot in the last 30 or 40 years. And one of the reasons why people generally regard refineries as not being a real clean addition to the landscape is they're all very old. Building one in a greenfield environment allows us to take all the latest and greatest and apply it to the plant. And that's allowed us to make this Davis Refinery, which is a major refinery at 55,000 barrels per day, it's going to be permitted as a minor source, which is almost unheard of in the industry.
Now, you use the word greenfield, and of course, that triggers a little bit of a memory that you guys are the first greenfield refinery in more than like 50 years, if my memory serves me correct on that. Is that the case, that you guys are the first refinery going to be built in the United States in more than 50 years?
Almost every refinery investment in the past 50 years has been an expansion of an old refinery, or, you know, bits and pieces here and there, starting from a blank sheet of paper to a brand new major refinery. This is the first one in several decades. I think the latest we had ever found is in the late 70s, that it was most recently done.
I was reading an article the other day about how kind of the new trend, or the new environmental trend, is more natural gas-based resources in order as a fuel. Have you looked into this? Is your refinery doing anything along those lines?
Well, yeah. You know, areas like the Bakken, where most of the production is from oil shale deposits, have a very high amount of natural gas produced along with the crude oil. So, you know, natural gas is readily available at a relatively low price. So throughout the process at the refinery, we utilize natural gas whenever we can. And that means that we get more fuel, liquid fuel like gasoline and diesel, out of every barrel of oil.
And the other part I was going to ask you about is the refinery. Now, you guys are still in the permitting phase, and I know that the push is going to be to use some local services once the, I guess, the dirt starts getting moved, for lack of better words. Is that still the plan, and is everything still on track with the overall vision of where this refinery is going?
Yeah, and keep in mind the refinery itself, the company that founded it, the Davis Family Partnership, are all people from North Dakota who wanted to do something to improve the job and opportunities up in North Dakota. So, you know, part of our initial objective in forming the company and planning the refinery is to maximize local hiring and maximize local firms participating in the project. So, you know, we're doing a lot of fabrication in areas like Houston, because that's where you can obtain the raw materials and the actual fabrication facilities. But as we get going, there are a number of firms up in North Dakota that can do part of that work, and they'll get their fair share. And virtually everybody working at the refinery will be a local hire. There's a dramatic emphasis on local hiring and training, and also for former military personnel at the refinery.
Have you guys looked into kind of the local job impact that this Davis refinery is going to bring to the Bakken?
Oh, sure. We spent a lot of time evaluating that, and that was part of the process of obtaining our conditional use permits from Billings County, is to explore that and be able to disclose to them what the impact would be. And in general, the construction period, which will last for several years going through the several phases of the project, will probably peak out at 500 or 600 people working on construction, and about 200 to 250 people as operating personnel, and will ramp up to that 200, let's say, by the end of 2017. Now, studies by the state of Washington on the local impact of refinery hiring from the refineries over in Anacortes show that there's a 12-to-1 total job creation factor. So, you know, let's say even 200 people direct hire at the refinery will give rise to a total of 2,400 jobs in the area. And, you know, that's the really exciting part of it, because these are all very well-paying jobs, too. And it's permanent employment, like in the drilling industry, where it kind of comes and goes.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Well, I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw a red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screens. But he sure brought lots of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. But he sure looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.